Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Rock Rewind Review. I'm Jay.
I'm Mel.
And what are we talking about tonight? I think we got... well, Mel doesn't really know. She was kind of blindsided, and so I do apologize to the listeners, but not to Mel.
Never.
No, that's not ever going to happen.
That's not a thing.
No, that's never happened. So, if you listened last week or to season one, sometimes Mel likes to interject, I don't know, things that aren't... What's the name of the show, Mel?
The Rock Rewind Review.
Great. Okay. I'm glad you recognize the branding. You're an employee. That's great. So... In what world does Kesha
in a great world
fit into that?
Okay. She was just a subtopic in the topic of mistaken song lyrics.
That's true. It was very generic. And
it was a good one. Come on. Cat nipple.
I can't unhear it. because I've ran it back like a few times and I'm like, that's a good song, but also... Well, she likes to eat people.
Okay.
Well, which is not good.
Well, we're not talking about the topic of the song.
How many times has Kesha been on this show? And you gotta run it, you gotta rewind it back to season one. I think it's twice. There's a lot of stuff.
I like her.
That's not rock.
Okay.
So is the point.
Okay.
So in the third week of the third year. Of the whoring 20s.
Which I've asked gets put to bed by February, by the way. People out there listening.
Well, it will be.
Okay.
This is the great compromise of 2023. And it's called Mel's Music Goes Metal. So, with that said.
I feel like I'm under pressure here.
You're not. No, this is. I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm sure you know, and a lot of the listeners know, there was like punk goes pop, punk goes acoustic, punk goes whatever, rock goes rap, or whatever it is.
Right.
But this is Mel's Music Goes Metal. So we're going to incorporate this entire show is your music.
Okay. So these are like songs I would have brought to the table, but now have been metalized,
but
essentially.
The rewind version of them.
The rock version, if you will.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and Mel's kind of in the dark here, and I just brought up some stuff that I thought she might like.
Oh, man.
Or, well, that she may want to put on in the future. So, well, they're blacklisted permanently. Whatever version, metal... The original doesn't matter. It's done. So
I'm kind of excited.
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to see if these songs that I know the way they were originally put out sound better now that they've been put to the metal test, if you will.
All right. This one's kind of old.
Okay.
So
kind of like me?
Your words, not mine.
Okay. All right.
So I think everybody knows Lil Wayne or Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Okay. I mean, I fuck with him. I like all the stuff.
I'm a huge fan. I have
same
Lil Wayne essentials on my Apple CarPlay queued up just about all the time.
But the guilty pleasure portion of it is it doesn't make it to the show.
Oh, see, and that's where I fuck up. Because I'm always trying to drag my friends Lil Wayne and Kesha to the table.
Right.
But I don't usually bring Miley. I usually leave Miley behind.
I don't... I'm sure there's a metal cover of something that she's done, but that still... No.
Okay.
No, we're not doing it.
All right.
So, Lil Wayne.
Okay. What song?
I don't know. You're just gonna have to like check it out.
Should I close my eyes?
Yeah, an audio only format. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Sure.
Wait, it aids in the surprise.
I mean, she wears her hair down her back like mine.
Oh. Okay. I think I have a guess. As the big fan that I am, I think I have a guess.
I don't know if you do.
All right. Right off the bat, I recognize it. She's so sweet. I wonder what the rapper.
So what do you like about the original song?
I don't know if the word is like desperate, but like there's just the way he sings it and like how he's like really wanting.
He's great.
He really wants this woman and like.
Right. And I'm not even like into like rap that much. I mean, I'll fuck with some stuff, but like this song, like the original version is absolutely great. And yeah. So like I can be excited and have a smile on my face and talk about these songs that you want to talk about if I can hear it underneath is a metal version. And so funny. Now it's this the great compromise of 23.
Right.
The and third year of the horn 20s.
Right, and it's funny because a lot of times like when we're doing this show and like music's on, you'll be dancing and you'll be singing to it and I just kind of sit because it's all new to me or it's not, you know, whatever. But I haven't stopped moving since this came on because it's like familiar.
Hold on. And for those listeners that want to know what jerp is, feel free to check that out on your Google machine or wherever you find
your information
on the internet.
Right.
It is quite interesting. I mean, I did know that from 2007 or 6 or whenever this is from. But yeah, we're going to get back in. And Mel, sorry.
Sorry.
Continue your story, please.
I don't know.
Oh, you're waiting for the hook.
I just got distracted by the fact that, like, this is actually really good. Like, this is...
Wow. Wow. The great compromise.
And I think it exposes the lyrics in a different way that you don't typically...
For sure.
Like, you don't hear when Lil Wayne is, quote-unquote, singing it.
They had two dudes singing that. They're not even playing. They're no. Like, motherfucker, call me.
See, it's funny because, like, in the Lil Wayne version, it's always seemingly about what he's getting from her. But as I listen to it in this metal version, it's, like, what he wants to give to her and how much he, like, adores her. It's, like, it's weird hearing the same song, which I know every word to, set to different music, and it just changes the whole... feeling for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great metal cover. And again, the great compromise of 2023. I don't have to be mad at you for wanting to put this kind of shit on our show if I just do it for you. Oh wait,
call me.
Call me. Yeah, call me out.
Jerp, jerp.
Derp, jerp. Yeah, I don't know.
You need some oil on your chair over there.
Yeah, jerp.
You need to settle down.
Again.
Over there getting your lollipop.
Feel free to look that up.
It's happening.
Sorry, did you say lollipop or trolley stop?
I said lollipop.
Well, there's a place down the street.
Okay.
It's a restaurant called the Trolley Stop. I'd never been there before, and the first time I went there. Go ahead. Look like you had something to say.
Oh, no, I was waiting.
Oh, and I ordered a, what do you call that?
It's some sort of melt.
A patty melt. Yeah. So it's like a fucking half-ass cheeseburger from a mom-and-pop place, right? In this middle of this place, not that anybody would know where it is, and it doesn't matter, and it's not worth even saying. But the name of the place is called the Trolley Stop. Right.
Right, okay.
Like a trolley stop.
Okay, so you were just
yeah.
Making...
Call me. My first bite of this thing.
Okay, of your patty melt.
Yeah, first bite of this. I'm like, man, this smells great, looks great. Keep in mind, I'm at work. Oh. And I have work people there. Like,
if you're at an event.
Sort of.
Is this like a work meeting off campus, the normal campus?
It's not a work lunch. It's definitely off campus, but not out of the realm of what we do for like work lunches. If you want to hear not the abridged version, which you're going to hear here, you can check that out on patreon.com/therockrewindreview, and you can hear the whole story. It's quite a ride.
On the However,
trolley. Yeah, a trolley stop. A first bite into this thing.
Okay.
What do you think a patty melt's made of? That'd be beef, right?
Cheese and beef and some bread?
Yeah, like a sourdough or something.
Okay.
It was nice. I mean, it was great.
Does it have a top bun?
No, it's two buns.
Uh-oh.
It's like a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I hear patty melt, I think it's like only got the bottom bread.
I don't know what the traditional thing is, but however they served it.
Okay,
I'm getting, sorry. To make it short for the listeners, I took the first bite, and there was a freaking bone.
Oh.
Right. That missed my teeth, but it went straight through my palate into my head. It was about 2 inches long.
Ew.
Right. And then my eyes completely deflated and blood was pouring out of my mouth.
Okay. So that's enough. That's enough. That's all.
Yeah. And I had to have surgery to repair my skull.
Oh, okay. I swallowed a piece of glass once.
And that was like the third time. Dang. Not at that place for the same thing, but the third time I had to have surgery to repair my skull.
Oh, wow.
So, glass, what happened?
I swallowed it. It was in a salad, and I was at a restaurant. We were on vacation, South Carolina restaurant.
Shout out.
Yeah, and took a bite of my salad.
What was the name of the place? Because I shouted out mine.
I can't remember. Something to do with Jimmy Buffett. Maybe Margaritaville? I don't know.
That's definitely a thing.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe that. But this is a really good salad. It even had asparagus in it. Like it was.
Oh, asparagus.
Yeah, it was like, it was stacked.
How old were you?
22, 23.
Did you do the asparagus challenge with your dude?
No. It was just me, my mom, and my sister.
Oh, so no asparagus challenge happened?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No. And then, so I swallowed it, and I was like, something doesn't feel right. And I was like, was that a crouton? And so I go in for another bite.
A crouton.
Yeah. Crunchy bread. Hard-ass bread. And I go in for another bite, and I look at the fork, and on it, I have scooped up glass, and I was like, oh shit, that wasn't a crouton.
Yeah, some drunk dickhead bartender broke a glass and it fell into your salad as it was coming out of the kitchen
or something ain't right.
And you ate it.
I did, and it was like crunchy, and I bit it and then I swallowed it. Yeah.
So after 14 hours of abdominal surgery,
no,
how to work out?
I mean, they calmed my meal, but
at a minimum.
I mean, I wasn't bleeding. My mouth didn't bleed. Like, I guess I have.
Did it bleed like, you know, like a day later, like on the long stay?
On the follow up.
Yeah, in the men's room.
No,
as it were.
No, it. I never had any after effects. Thank goodness.
So, you didn't notice it, or it's still there?
I would think after almost 20 years.
Oh yeah, you're good.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm. Oh my, my birthday's coming up. I mean, not really. My birthday's in April.
4/24.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love my birthday.
Well, in a few hours, it'll be 4:24 a.m.
Okay, that's not as fun.
Yeah, you can text me from your home and. Hey,
it's my birthday time.
It's my birthday time.
All right, do we have another song that falls under the?
We do, but the birthday thing.
I'm sorry.
They talked about it the other day on the local radio show, and I totally agree with them. Oh, hey, it's my birthday week. It's my birthday month. No, it's your birthday. It's not birth week. It's not birth month. It's your birthday.
Okay.
And if it's on a fucking Wednesday. Well, then guess what? Nobody cares, and nobody's coming.
Wow.
So that's what it is. So whatever 4/24 is, no one gives a shit. You know what I did on my birthday? I worked because it was my normal day to work. I didn't announce it. Nobody said happy birthday to me. because I don't care. I'm in my 40s. It's just another fucking day. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all right. Well, you better say happy birthday to me because it matters.
Well, I will in 3 months and 19 days.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
Right. All right. All right. All right.
Excuse me.
Okay.
So you guys might remember, you might remember Havana. That's in Cuba, I believe.
That's correct.
Right. But you might want to run it back to last episode of Misheard Lyrics, which I didn't really mishear it. I just more or less ad-libbed it. And half my ass is in pajamas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so we could have used this song.
We could have.
But you were saving it for this.
But I was, yes. Kind of like the mustache I'm growing.
Oh.
I want to save my food.
Oh, okay. That's a whole other topic.
Right. But so here we go.
Okay.
I'll run it up for you.
All right. Do it. Havana, na, na.
Half of my heart is in Havana, na, na. Who's this by? He took me back to East Havana. Originally? Na, na,
na. I can't say it. It's Spanish. Camila? Cabaye?
Nailed it. I will say, 2/3 of this band are women, and it's absolutely gnarly. And they're real.
I
don't know if they only do covers. I don't know what they do, but this is great. And her Spanish is perfect, by the way.
Unlike mine.
That's why I fact-checked it with my brain. So what did you like about the original?
So,
I mean, it was super poppy.
Okay, yes. And so one of the things I liked about this song, and probably the only time I ever listened to it, was
the
like,
original.
Like, yeah, like laying out by the pool, having a cocktail, floating on my raft. Like,
yeah, you just put it on like whatever the pop station is, and like,
yeah, and there you find it. It's calm. It makes me think of like sunsets and like good vibes and like relaxing. And then now, well.
I mean,
it starts slow, and they're very talented, and she's an amazing singer. It was just a little heavy for my margarita.
I mean, you're just going to throw it in the pool and be like, fuck yeah.
Say Corpo.
Let's go.
Right. So
you're going to be like, half my ass is in my pajamas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. That's not. Yeah,
no, that's I guess not.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like it. And like I said, you mentioned that. What 3/4 of the band is female, so that's pretty fun,
right? And that's by Anchor, and that's with a K. You can check them out in your free time. We like them,
absolutely. Yeah, it still did the song justice in terms of like,
yeah, absolutely. It didn't you knew turn who it
in,
was.
Yeah, and it didn't turn it into like a parody,
no,
or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No.
And like I said, their talent shines through, so that's what made it even more respectable from my perspective. Like, I don't know. Sometimes when there's covers, there's danger in terms of like, are you going to meet the quality of the song and like yada yada. But they definitely did well.
Yeah, no, I mean, they did it justice. I mean, and it was their own way. And I mean, that's anything with a cover, right? Is like the point of a cover is like, yeah, I know the song and like my band knows the song or whatever it is. we're going to do it our way, but to change genres like so hard, especially from that one.
Yeah, yeah, that was, there was a point where, like, I don't know, my one eye shut because I felt like she was yelling directly at me.
Well, when it first rolled in, it was like, oh, okay, it's just, you know, she has a nice voice too, and like, eh, it's a little heavier, and then, you know, you get to the chorus or the hook or whatever, and then you get to the, like, you know, the outro, the bridge or whatever, and it was like, oh, okay, well, now they're fucking serious.
Right, we're not in Havana anymore.
No, like, we've left the fucking island.
Yeah, we left the poolside, and we're out ripping shit.
Right.
We done got cockeyed and moved on.
Yeah, Phil Anselmo called and said, you need to step it up.
No, but I liked it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say no to that.
Well, that's great. Would you say no to this?
I'll go.
And I'll set this up.
Okay.
So, the first time I heard of these guys, I just sort of discovered them. And the song that they cover, I am absolutely not a fan of that artist.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But this song, because they have tons of original songs too, and they were trying to work on that prior to that, but this I think was like their springboard that like really got them. Now you hear them, they get spins on like the, you know, your local rock channel wherever you live. By the way, we're in 10 countries now.
Mm-hmm.
And like 38 states.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
I would like to say we're doing good, but we could always do better.
Progress, not perfection.
Correct. And it's because of you guys. So just want to say thanks, shout out. And if you really want to support, you can get in as little as $2. That's like 27 cents a show.
Oh, jeez.
Well, because you get like five shows a month.
Yeah, depending on the month and how many weeks there are. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you get all the free stuff. Then you get the Patreon stuff. And that's patreon.com/therockrewindreview. Yeah, so if you want, there will be, I will tease it now, there will be an exclusive. So we're talking about pop goes punk, rap goes metal, whatever it is. There's a Jay original.
Woo.
Yeah.
Jay as in you, not just some
Jay
guy.
As in me.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
The actual host.
Your host.
Okay.
Yeah. Rap goes acoustic. I believe it's Lil Jon on the East Side Boys.
Oh.
Yeah, that's going to be up on patreon.com/therockrewindreview. And it's like a 2-minute video.
Yeah.
But you'll have access to that and everything else that's on Patreon, which is a ton of cutting room floor.
True. All right, so you said you discovered this band and they have lots of their own stuff. What's the name of the band?
The band is I Prevail.
Oh.
Which you can probably catch spins of them on your local radio show wherever you live.
Okay.
Your local rock channel. But this is when I first heard of them and I was like, wow.
Yeah, good.
They like absolutely crushed the song. Not a fan of the original artist. That's just me.
But I might be, so let's go.
But you might be. So here we are. I Prevail. Blank space.
Oh.
Let's get it.
Show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven, sin.
What kind of mics are these?
And I thought, oh my god,
not paying attention
face.
To that.
You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Hey, hey. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny? Rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be. This one ends. Grab your passport and my hand.
I can make the gun girls bad for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
I don't know. Answer my own question. They're using Rode equipment.
Oh, okay.
As you are.
I was listening.
As I am.
I was listening.
Okay. So you're Swifty.
So I'm not technically a Swifty, but this song is probably my favorite song by her, but I actually like it better by them.
He's a cheap sweater. I don't know. This video is crazy. There's dust everywhere. I think it's Taylor Swift cat hair. I'll run it up.
That's my favorite part of the song.
Nightmare dressed like a daydream. Alright, so we're gonna run it down because I don't know. Probably Taylor Swift will probably sue us. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, she likes suing people. Well, no, I mean, she had a whole thing.
Yeah.
She had to do all of her records again.
Yeah. Excuse me.
No, it's fine.
I just wanted to say that I love this. Love this. I don't know if it's the, like,
I love the game.
Okay. I don't know if it's like the authenticity of like the dust and the, and like you said, the cat hair flying in the video that I'm watching. And I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan.
I'm not a Swiftie at all. Regardless. I don't think you are either.
I'm not. But I do like this song and the way they do this, and like it's edgy, but it's still relatable, and like the feelings that are behind it. It keeps the song's integrity and where I think she was going with it, but it definitely has its own sound, which I enjoy much more than Taylor Swift's whining. I mean, I didn't say that, but
I could tell you, whoever plays guitar for Taylor Swift doesn't have that Jackson guitar. It's absolutely destroying my ears right now, which is absolutely fantastic.
So, like, the growling screaming that is in the song, I typically...
But he kind of sounds like Chester, right? Go down in flames, you can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. So good.
Yeah. Like, it's actually, they actually made, sorry, Taylor, they made your song that much better. I gotta say.
You're better for that now. Right. Swifties.
Shout out.
Yeah, get it. You know what? This show's gonna get shut down and the internet's gonna crash once this gets published because the Swifties are gonna crash our website.
Right. Well,
it would be the first time.
Thanks for paying attention.
Right. Because they'd be the only ones that would do it, because our actual fans never come to our website. That's therockrewindreview.com. Where else can they catch us? Oh, wait. We don't have any socials right now.
Yeah.
There's another place, though.
Patreon, which you've mentioned 4 times.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I won't mention it
I mean,
again.
You can do it again if you want.
Nope.
You're really good at it. Come on, do it.
Patreon.com/therockrewindreview.
There you go. Yeah, that was really good. Like, really good.
Yeah.
And they're called I Prevail. All
right. No, I mean,
I like that.
I never heard of them until they did that cover, but they have their own career now, and like I don't know if it was a springboard or like it was at least 8 years ago probably when I heard that song. And that's all I ever heard of them.
Well, I will say.
But I've heard them like on the radio with their own songs that are like originals. So I gotta say, maybe that was a springboard, or maybe they ran
maybe
it back.
Maybe the timing
or
was just right. You never know. The world's a crazy place.
I mean, yeah, but I think they probably had to give Taylor a fucking like $5 or something.
Oh, maybe.
Is there, you still have change in that?
I do. I still have my 3 cents
well, it's
in here.
Full of pens.
It is full
so
of pens.
So nobody could hear it.
Oh, it's not jingling. Not tonight.
The Swiftie.
No, well, she offered her, I mean, and she is a talented songwriter. I do like the way that she does take her life experiences for better or worse.
Did you look at it?
What? Look at what?
Who writes her songs?
No.
Well, maybe you should, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. It's not all her, but she does write some of her own songs. I don't know specifically about that one.
I don't either.
But I think it's interesting to have someone's story told through another voice.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
No, truly. It really is. And
yeah, we both get quiet when you actually are nice to me. We don't know what to do with it. It's awkward.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. I like it. Ooh, I want to hear more.
Of? No. Oh, last week I wanted to hear Smoko again, but I'm like, we came back from break because we weren't on Smoko. And you're like, no.
Because it said, I'm going on Smoko. Well, we had come back from Smoko.
Fucking leave me alone.
Make your own cover.
Well, maybe I fucking will.
Make a remix.
Well, speaking of covers.
Okay.
Hey, what do you know about Adele? Hello.
I know she's...
I believe that's like 2014, maybe?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
I do know... Hello? I do know that I'm a fan of Adele, the human and the musician.
Okay.
I've seen a couple of interviews with her where she just is real, and she'll tell stories about her being in, like, restaurants and, like...
Eating.
Yeah, and people wanting her autograph, and it doesn't even, like... It doesn't seem to cross her mind to be a bitch. It just, you know, it's something that she accepts as being as good and as notable as she is.
Well,
I mean, obviously, I've never met the woman. I'm just saying.
Sure. And no, and I know exactly what you're saying, too. And like, she has an absolutely fantastic voice, and she's right where, fuck, for real. Like, you did the fucking opening track for fucking Skyfall for James Bond's 007, right? Motherfucking guy's balls. Skyfall?
Yeah, I didn't think that was the name of it, but all right.
But no, not to take anything away from her. Like, she's great. But her interviews, like, feels like a super Cockney accent. Like, she's not upper crust, as it were.
I mean, I don't know anything about the social strata.
Okay, well, you can hear her voice.
Yes, I can.
So, the equivalent would be Charles County.
Hey.
Is that the swamp?
That is the swamp. But we're going to keep our C's down.
Yeah, we're going to keep it moving. So, this is Adele, Hello. It's a metal cover by Leo.
Whose last name starts with an M, and he's Italian, I think.
Yep. And
you can Google it.
So am I, and can't pronounce it.
I couldn't even get the Spanish out. If you think I'm getting Italian out, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'll say. Hello?
Hello? Oh. Is that the name of the song?
Is it me?
Oh, this song is so pretty. And so sweet. And so... Oh, that's not your... That better not be your phone.
Turn your shit off. We're in the fucking studio.
It's not mine. Nice try.
Yeah, because you would never have an iPhone.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say time's supposed to heal, yeah, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
So they have like a... So this guy does every instrument.
Oh, that's talent.
By himself.
Oh, shush, I think something's coming.
The hook?
Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. When I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the other side.
I will say I had that exact same Ibanez guitar, and that thing actually just absolutely rips. And, yeah, he plays it a lot better than I ever could have.
This is one of the songs, this is funny, well, in my opinion. This is one of the songs I know so well and every single word of that I sing it much more like he does.
I only know it because of him.
Oh, well, I sing it very much in this vein, in the car, versus the way Adele originally sang it. I sing it much more angsty and, like...
Shout out season one.
Definitely. But her, the, if you listen to the song or you know the lyrics, it does lend itself to a very angry song. Like, whereas when she sings it, sometimes it's more of a sad and like.
I mean, you got to think about where she's coming from too. Like, and if you really just like, if you take the music out of it and you just read the lyrics, right? It's kind of like a double guns fuck you to her ex or whoever that was.
Right.
Could, you know, could have been anybody, like her sister, her mom, or
definitely could
whatever.
Be her sister.
If your name has two E's in it and you live in the swamp, shout out Charles County, then you know who you are.
Right.
You could probably delete that if you want later. I don't know. She probably doesn't listen.
She does, but I don't know how often. But
well, we're trying to get the female demographic up. But anyway, it could have been anybody. Right. So if you just read the lyrics in a blank space, as it were, and
nice,
no music involved, and just read it, like she's pissed, like you said,
right.
But she's also sad.
Right.
But it's like also a fuck you. I'll figure this shit out. I don't fucking need you. We've all had breakups. We've all had divorces. We've all had whatever.
Multiple.
Samesies. So, yeah. Hence why I'm here. But, you know, hello from the other side. Like, hey, I'm still fucking good, dude. Or lady. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like I tried. Like, it's funny because it's like, in my head, I'm now picturing, like, the Adele version where she's like, I tried, hello, I'm trying to reach out to you. And now he's like, fuck it. I've already done all these things. I've tried, and I'm admitting that I'm over it.
It seems a little psycho, though. I must have called 1,000 times. I'm going to tell you right now, if I had an ex that called me 1,000 times, I'm calling the fucking police.
Well, they might need help.
Is that not the why police don't need help?
Is that not why you're?
No, I need help. That's why I called the police.
Oh, I thought you were calling for them because they need help. No.
No. If you call me 1,000 times, I'm calling the police.
Okay.
I don't care if it's like, I don't know, Papa John's or Pizza Hut or whatever. Doesn't matter. But, you know, it's.
Yeah, so, right. You must have called 1,000 times. Or I must have. I think it's I must have, right?
I must have called 1,000 times.
So, okay. So she's claiming it. All right.
Yeah. She's saying, yeah, sure, magistrate.
Yeah.
I called him 1,000 times. Yes, sir. With the powdered white wig. No, that's what they do over there.
Well, I get it. No. But I like I said, this song is sang by him in much the same way I scream it in the car. I don't sing it the sad way.
With no music on?
Yeah, oh yeah. The music's on. I just sing.
We talked about this last week.
Okay, and and my imaginary friends in the car or in my brain, and like I'm just singing. No. But the music's on, and I'm singing, and I'm enjoying myself. But I don't. I do the. She hits a certain point in the song too, where she picks it up a bit, and the energy changes.
It does, but I mean. Obviously, it's Adele's. She's going to sing it differently.
Well, clearly.
But with that said.
It is good, and I do like that. And I'm going to write his name down, and I'm not going to try to say it.
I'm not, because I don't like butchering things.
No.
Other than our new ad sponsor.
What?
You talked about screaming in your car by yourself with the windows down. It's betterhealth.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and yeah, for those psychos out there calling people 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It might be time to check into that as well.
So it's betterhealth.com. You can check them out. And with that, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Right.
Are we going out with music or are we just going?
I mean, we can go out with whatever you want.
Oh, you were did you want to discuss that now?
So we can, and we can leave it up to a vote with the listeners.
So via email through the website,
because that's all we have currently.
therockrewindreview.com
or
therockrewindreview@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
Thank you. I don't say them nearly as often as you do.
Yeah, I get sort of confused sometimes, but. So
full disclosure, Jay and I were talking before the show started about the music to bring the show in on, and I was talking about consistency and how everybody knows kind of the opening
meow, set. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, and I told him that if he didn't do that, then it wouldn't be nearly as annoying to him because he annoys himself with that noise that he makes. But he wants to change some things around, get experimental in our second season, and I don't know, I'm fighting for consistency.
Okay, and that's fine. And I really don't care what wins. I just think...
We need opinions.
You know where to get them. We've shouted it out plenty of times on this episode.
Well, why don't you use one of the other options as the song to take us out to the break so they can hear it?
So I want to use this as the real song.
Do you want to use this as the bring
it
in?
I want to use it as... The Triple R, whatever, the Rock Rewind Review, .com, the show, the song, get rid of the meow meows, as we call them here.
No, we do not call them that.
I call them that.
There you go.
Okay.
I call it the intro.
Well, I'll have you know, you, Mel, and listeners, I wrote both of these. I played all the instruments for them.
You did.
And so you know what the meow meows sound like. And I really like this one because it took a lot more effort, and I just really wanted to give you guys something, so here it is. I want to bring the show into this, bring it out on break, bring it back from break, and then run it out at the end of the show. So you can tell me what you think. I'm going to run it off. So that's most of it, guys. You heard it. Let us know what you think. What do you want? You want the original?
Let's just call it consistency.
I call this fish and chips.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
I like it. I like it a lot. I just know that for me, when I hear that sound, I know the show is coming on. Like,
well, I mean, you can know the show's coming on when you hear this.
Okay.
For season 2.
Okay. All right. I smell...
I mean, that's just me.
Okay, I hear you.
Oh, you smell what I'm stepping in?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
I think I stepped in it.
Yeah, 100%. 100% stepped in it.
Stepped in it.
All right, well, we're going on Smoko.
Oh, man. So now we're really walking away from the mics.
We are.
Oh, there it is.
So
there's,
you decide.
There's the consistency.
We report. You decide.
Consistency.
I mean, that's pretty good too.
It's just,
it is the show.
So there's that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, we'll listen. We'll read.
Ooh, good one. Good point.
Right.
Valid.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. Have a good break. Hey guys, welcome back to the Rock Rewind Review. That was a quick break. Sorry about that. Gotta pay the bills.
I think everybody's okay, but...
Are you?
I'm great. I'm better than great.
All your checks cleared, all that stuff?
Well, yeah, I think my rent check finally made it to my landlord.
Yeah, you like writing checks.
I do write.
Say it together.
I think it's I like writing checks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I might just be a dyslexic on fire, but, you know.
I can't unhear that either. And that's actually just better.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I think.
Because when I first heard the lyrics, sex is on fire, I thought about venereal diseases and how that doesn't sound good.
Oh.
Like the sex is going to give you a burny crotch. I don't know. I guess that's wrong.
I would tell you a story about what my old man told me.
Okay.
But I won't.
Okay. All right. What's the next song that falls under
You can hear that story on patreon.com/therockrewindreview.
All right. What's the next song that falls underneath the category Mel's Music Goes Metal?
Mel's Music Goes Metal.
The Great Compromise of 2023.
The third year of the horn 20s.
Again, get it in now because February's coming around the corner.
Yeah, what did we talk about? So we did Iron Prevail.
We're on the next song.
Yeah, but
yes.
So there's two.
Yes, there are, and we're gonna do the one by the female first.
Right. So. Are you sure?
Yes.
I will preface this with, I used to work at a place, and people would come in and want to get a guitar for their daughter or whatever it was, and we would play this.
Oh, okay.
Because they liked, can I say the artist's name?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, because they liked Britney Spears.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I do.
I
mean, not here, okay. But, you know, in my head, by myself, with the windows down and nothing on the radio.
Oh, no, no.
Downtown, just screaming.
I
and I would scream it like this.
I mean, she's interesting, but I'm a fan. Oh.
Baby, can't you see? I'm kind of a guy like you. Dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape.
And by the way, this is Lauren Babbick featuring Lee Albrecht. They're both like YouTube musicians and they're absolutely fantastic.
Talented.
So, Melvis, did you like the original version of the song?
I mean, it was all right. It was Britney. It was Britney. It was Britney. I mean...
It was like on brand.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it too.
I didn't expect any more. Didn't want any less.
Yeah, I mean, that goes on the guilty pleasures list, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where most people would put Britney.
She gets it right here, though.
Uh-uh. That was toxic.
But she redeems herself, too. Kills it. Tons of double bass. I'm just going to run it forward a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good.
I do too.
I mean, I like the original, obviously.
Yeah, this is one of the songs where, like, it didn't push me away from the original, but it gave me another viewpoint, another vantage point, another option. Like, I forgot who it was already, but the guys who sing Blank Space, I Prevail,
yeah.
I'm already over the T-Swift version of that song. Like, I'll never go back. And, like, the Hello also didn't push me away from it. But this, I definitely like that side of it.
Although, yeah, I mean, I think, again, obviously, great compromise of 23.
No, like, I don't know. There's something about her ability to make those amazing, I don't know, growl-esque sounds come out of her mouth is frightening. And, I don't know, definitely not Britney and bubblegum and plaid skirts and things of that nature and feathers in her hair. But, I don't know, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, and I hate to detract from kind of the original guys that did this. I think it actually might have been on, like, Punk Goes Pop.
One of the compilation type album things you were talking
about?
Yeah,
like, fucking Wow.
Oh.
Seven.
Jesus, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, something like that. But Static Lullaby, they also did a cover of this. And it was pretty good at the time, but I mean, it still holds up, but I don't think it's as good. But we'll run it up and you guys can decide.
All right.
I mean, the production value in the video is way better.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling.
Okay, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great.
Okay, and the opening guy wasn't terrible, but whatever that guy just tried to do just didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he's trying, like, this is just my 20 cents. The first guy.
Do you have 20 cents in that cup?
I do. I have a quarter.
There's a bunch of pens in there, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, I'll dump it out later and show you.
Yeah, but we're going to have to add that shit up.
Okay. The first guy almost sounds like he's trying to sound like Britney, which is, she has a unique voice. And then the guy who's screaming just literally sounds like he's screaming.
Well, like, that's the point. Well, I mean, that's the kind of band they are.
Well, okay.
Or were.
But we've heard multiple songs just in this Mel's Music Goes Metal where there's that, and it doesn't just sound like somebody screaming. It sounds like someone using their vocals in a talented and, you know, seemingly effortless way, but it sounds good to your ear still, even though it's louder and things of that nature. He literally just sounds like he's screaming.
Yeah, I mean, he's a backing track. So, I mean, I don't think
It's shit.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I'll run it up next time he's on, and then we'll stop it. He's right there in the background. It's complimentary.
It's not.
Your words.
It's contradictory. It's yuck.
Okay. I feel like they did a lot better job in the intermediate part of the song. But the guy that you hate.
I don't hate him.
They feature him heavily in the second half of the song.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I see what you're saying. All right, so Well, it was good while it lasted. Sorry, Static Lullaby.
Again, if it was one of those songs that was on in the car, just please drop me off if we're not going to change it.
Yeah, you lose to Lauren Babbick.
Oh, definitely.
And you can find her at laurenbabbick.com and at Lauren Babbick on Insta.
Mm.
And Lee Albrecht at Lee Albrecht. Insta.
They're talented. There's no doubt
they're
about
great.
That.
They're great. Absolutely.
Like, yeah. I think there's one more song.
I think there is.
Yeah.
Is that how they say it in the swamp?
Well, not everybody says it like that. That's kind of a Melism. It's kind of a Mel thing. No, this artist I think I'm actually a fan of. Whereas, I don't know. I guess I'm a fan of Britney. I would say I don't know. I don't want to even say the word tolerate. Like, clearly she's got things going on for her that I don't. But, like, I'm definitely, like I'm a Lil Wayne fan, would say it. Like, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, fan at all. Adele, yes. I think this one, this song, this artist, I'm also a big fan of. Yes.
So.
The original is by.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, fuck me, Kelly Clarkson!
I don't know where that came from, but okay.
40-year-old virgin when they're waxing his chest.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Steve Carell.
This is probably my favorite song by Kelly Clarkson also.
Well, this one is not. This is by A Day to Remember.
Oh.
And it's pretty good.
Well, it's Since You've Been Gone. That's the song name.
Correct.
Thank you. Gotta get my points and my wins where I can.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
Well, now that we've got what we want, what did you like about the original Kelly Clarkson version?
I felt it. I felt her. I felt it. I definitely a time in my life, or, you know, events in your life that you just, you know, when it's time to move on, or you feel like you were taken advantage of or treated like shit. And it's
since you've been gone.
Yeah, now you're gone and I feel better. Oh.
She gone.
It got interesting.
For you. They get it, dude. They kill it. Absolutely. And I know what you're saying. And, like, if I had, like, a 15 artist of guilty pleasures that could go on record and just one song from each, the original version, Kelly Clarkson would be on there. And it would be this song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the original version of the song, like, when it came out, I was like, I have to listen to this in the dark. Like, I can't let anyone know I listen to this. But it is such a great song.
And she screams at the right time. And
she
does.
No, she does. She gets it.
The word choice is right. Like, excuse me, it just all makes complete sense.
But this breakdown right here. So good. I mean, the Kelly Clarkson version is really good, but I mean, I like this one because obviously, like, I'm on this show and, like, I like
right.
metal rock. Or rock.
Rock.
Or whatever. But, you can check them out. I mean, they just dropped a new record This year, actually. So that's a day to remember. And they had like quite a big fight with their record label. I think they came out in like 2003 or 2004, and you can check it out for yourself.
Yeah, things happen. You don't know. But somewhere between the stories is the truth.
Yeah, but the Van McKenty at the punk rock NBA. He's a very good breakdown of this band, and from the pinnacle of triumph to the depths of tragedy, but then back to triumph and releasing a new record in 23. So that's the third year.
Stop it.
All right, I won't do it. But no, he does a really good breakdown of this band and bringing it to people that may not know them, or they may have heard the songs or whatever, but they might not know so who they are.
They're not typically a cover band. That they have their own.
No, they've been around since 2004. They're like legit.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I know it's not your wheelhouse, and I'm not bagging on you for once.
Bags.
Sorry. Would you like to tell us about bags?
I mean, anytime you want to talk about pens, cups, bags, chapstick, call me.
Where can people find you?
At the same places they can find the show.
So the Rock Rewind Review at gmail.com/bagspenscups
chapstick
and chapsticks.
Yeah, that's right.
.com.
Exactly.
All right. So, well, that's where that's at.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll end it, on a day to remember.
Yes. Pinning it.
Are we circling back?
Yeah, because I think we came up with an idea for our next show or our next episode.
I think we did. And
I'd like to thank Miss Lauren Babick for being such an inspiration for this, showcasing your talent and what other people could have done but fell short.
Right. So what I think episode 3 might be
songs that would have been better with someone better singing them. I don't know how I'm trying to. I was
like, good, like shitty songs
that could have been better.
That would have been better,
okay,
sung by better people or better bands.
Okay, yeah. Like, we're working out the kinks on how we're going to phrase that. But basically, it's your shit didn't have to suck. You did. Ooh, that was really harsh. Maybe. Okay. Better band.
Wow.
Better bands that cover shit band songs. Okay, I don't know.
Let's say it together.
Bands.
Did you stroke out again?
It's been 20 years, so yeah, it might be time.
Damn. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
How's your face?
Well, I look surprised constantly, as you tell me.
I just thought you had a shitty eyebrow guy.
No. I don't even talk to him anymore.
All right. So you guys all know Amy Lee from Evanescence, right? So, I mean, we didn't look it up. We didn't zero research.
Because we just came up with this idea, so.
Like, right now.
Literally, we were talking about.
It may have charted hard. I don't know. But this one's, like, way better.
Okay, so it's an I almost said effervescent.
Strokes and Polydent.
Cups, bags, Polydent, strokes, chapstick, pens.
I'll wait. So will the with the whistlers. You got me fucking stroking over here.
So
like a stroke, not like anything weird.
I'm just going to keep moving. So the song is by Evanescence.
It's not.
Originally. It's okay. An Evanescence song. And it's called Going Under.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Okay.
It's the worst radio rock of all time.
Okay, and it's covered by the same young lady who sang
Lauren the Babick.
Toxic song as well. Okay, and that's where the idea came from. That it, Lauren, if you could cover more people's songs, that'd be great. And we're going to find...
Well, she does. She has a whole YouTube channel, and that's all she does.
Right, okay. So maybe she'll be like, I don't know, on our next episode as well.
Maybe she'll be in studio.
Oh.
She literally is down the street.
Okay.
So we're going to hear it. Okay. If Evanescence was good,
okay, there we go.
This is what it would sound like.
Right, right, right.
I'll tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 years I've cried.
He's actually playing guitar, by the way. So did you like any of the original songs?
I'm sorry, did you ask me a question?
Yes, Melvis, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was paying attention to Lauren. Give me a second.
Oh, pre-chorus. Okay, I'll run it up. Well, I think that's enough. The fans know that it's a lot better.
Right.
I mean, that's just me. My opinion, which is useless.
Well, I don't know hardly... Well, I can't even say the name of the band, so Evanescence is obviously not something I've
said. Nailed it that time.
I know. Isn't something I've been, like, talking about.
I guess your fever broke.
Yeah, right? I'm not a fan.
Yeah, hashtag COVID.
No, don't have that. Never have.
Five times, shout out.
I just knocked on wood. So, yes, inspiration for the next episode. Still working on the wording and phrasing. And
maybe I can help you out.
I mean, apparently, I need it.
Great songs by shitty bands. The better bands could have done better. That's a lot to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's the point.
That is the point. Songs that could have been better.
So, hey, if you guys got a better show title... Hit us up at Mel.
therockrewindreview@gmail.com.
therockrewindreview@gmail.com. And if you really want to hit us up.
This is you. This is all you.
If you really want to hit us up, you can get in as little as 62 cents an episode. And that is.
Come on.
Patreon.com/therockrewindreview.
There you go.
This guy kills it. I always hated the song because it was like radio rock, but like I like this song.
Well, and I was just gonna say because you said as we were bringing this on, and everybody knows this song, but the way she sings it, I don't know if it's that much better, that much different than the original. I don't know because I don't recognize it like at all.
We're not gonna do a comparo.
No. We'll do those on the next episode where we actually do look at bands.
Oh that, yeah, that's a good
yeah.
point.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that next time.
But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I did. I thought it was better
right.
than the original.
And, right. and like you just said, we can do the side-by-sides in the next episode, which I think would be interesting to play.
Could you compare us?
To do the original versus the... I mean, some songs have been covered multiple times, but we would pick our favorite.
Well, sure.
We would pick our favorite of the covers and do it that way. I think that's about it, though, right? That's the end of Mel's Music Goes Metal and the Great Compromise of 2023.
The end of Mel's Music Goes Metal, however.
Come on, Smoko.
Yeah, have you guys heard of Smoko?
Time to take a break-o.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rock Rewind Review. after a quick break. I'm Jay.
Oh, Mel.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't get your fucking head right unless you say who the fuck you are.
I need to know I'm here.
Right. Well, you're here.
Other people probably figure it out once I start talking, but for me, I have to say it, and then it's all good.
Well, I'm glad you're here, because motherfuckers keep dropping off.
Like flies?
I guess it's a shit show.
Oh, no. So, you mentioned, or maybe we just talked about privately on our Smoko, that we were going to do trivia and a rewind?
Trivia and a rewind.
Which one do you want to do first?
So, over the holiday season,
oh,
I was gifted.
Oh, while we were on a hiatus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe there was two holiday shows that I wasn't here for. Anyways, a Jeopardy game. You know, like one of those rip-a-days or whatever the hell they're called?
And they're called page-a-days.
Page-a-days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, same shit, different toilet, right?
Correct. Each day you get something new.
Correct. The answer is...
I don't work for PageAday.
That was a daily double.
Oh, man.
Right, so this is Jeopardy.
Okay.
So the category...
You know, I think you have to say, like, this is Jeopardy. More aggressive.
I'm not Ken Jennings, nor do I claim to be Alex Trebek, which is the only host of Jeopardy that ever happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rip.
Mian Bialik, she can suck it hard.
Oh, my.
But she probably can't.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, okay. So you got something over the holidays.
Yeah, and it's like it's this little calendar, a rip a day.
Okay.
Never miss a rip.
Oh, no.
I think we do have a rip, though.
Oh.
That's coming up later. So it could be one of any category of Jeopardy. Maybe we'll do a couple, three of these, and we get everybody on board, and you can figure out how it works.
Okay.
So
I get to showcase my lack of knowledge. All right, I like it.
I was going to say your level of intelligence, whatever that is.
Okay.
You're welcome to showcase it here.
All right.
At the Rock Rewind Review. So it could either be Jeopardy, Double Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy, and then the category and the dollar amount is already pre-programmed in here for you.
Oh, man.
And, well, pre-programmed in... I don't know, an analog rip one off everyday format.
Okay. So all I have to do is think. Okay, I like it.
So the category is.
Oh, man. Make it good. Fingers crossed.
Well, this is regular Jeopardy. Okay. So this is like when the first, like the show first comes on, right?
First round. Okay. All right. All right.
So this, it. Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Add a letter for 600, Alex. Oh, my God. Answer. One extra letter turns a diabolical person into a good buddy. I'm going to say friend fiend.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say I don't have an idea.
Well, let's see what it is.
I think you're closer.
Here, I'm going to rip it off, okay. And you can read it on air.
Okay. Because
I didn't look at it. Okay. And you saw me. I didn't turn the page.
Nope.
Have my eyes closed. Yep. Hear the paper rip.
Yep. Oh, okay. Hold on.
That's where I go.
Oh, well, shit. You got it. What are fiend and friend?
I said it backwards, but.
I think it still counts because it doesn't say. In this exact order, what it. No, you got it.
I think Alex would have gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Jennings?
Maybe not so much.
Not the robot.
No. You got $600. Oh, should I be writing this down?
This I mean, maybe.
I'll write it on the page. Just J.
Well, because it does, at the bottom, it has weekly winnings.
Right. So far, you have $600.
So we're adding it up.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. We'll keep a running tab.
Okay. Add it up.
Yeah. Oh, Violent Femmes. Oh, my gosh. I knew something.
Shout out.
Holy crap. Who else almost fell
Are
out of their
you
chair?
Okay?
Who else just fell out of their chair?
Did you stroke out again for the second time on the show?
Not yet.
All right.
Okay.
You want to do another one?
Yeah. Just well, yeah. Let's just embarrass me a little more. Let's
so go. This was Jeopardy again.
Okay.
Like
so.
The regular one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
Okay.
This is also add a letter.
Okay.
For 1,000.
Oh no, this is going to be harder then.
Perhaps. Typically, the higher dollar amount. You know, the juice ain't worth the squeeze, right? Risk, reward, the whole thing.
Yeah.
A type of woolen thread becomes a word of longing when it gets a letter woven in. A type of woolen thread becomes a word of longing when it gets a letter woven in.
See, this is me not ringing in.
Boop, boop, boop.
Oh, time's up. Nobody? What's the correct answer?
Question. What are yarn and yearn?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody gets that. Nobody gets penalized because neither one of us guessed. Yep. That's where it goes. That's where that one goes.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, last one.
Last one. Double Jeopardy.
Uh-oh.
Category. Big screen classics for 400. Answer.
Mm-mm.
Gwen Verdon said, she helped dub in the tapping and splashing in the title number in this 1952 film.
Who writes for this show?
Well, it's not the Rock Rewind Review.
No, that's correct. 1952, something to do with what? Just read
Would
the quote.
I gotta read it again.
I don't care who said it.
Answer.
That's not gonna help me. Just,
well, it might. Gwen Verdon.
Okay.
That's Verdon. Said she helped dub in the tapping and splashing in the title number in this 1952 film.
All right, I think I almost have an answer. Hold on. Dancing in the Rain.
And the answer is, what is Singing in the Rain?
Fuck me. Yeah.
So, negative 400.
Fuck.
I don't think you can make it to Double Jeopardy.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll have to find out next week.
Oh, man.
Because we're done with Jeopardy.
Okay.
But you know what we're getting on with?
And what are we going to do?
Oh. I think we have a...
rewind?
A legit rewind.
Okay. You going to talk about it?
We are. So...
I'm really pissed that I was that close to that answer. Sorry. It's burning my muffins.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, I mean, you're good. As soon as you said what you said, I was like, oh, I got it. But you buzzed in first, so. I didn't. I already have money on the board, right. So, like, I got $200?
No, you have $600.
Oh, shitty tits.
Well, yeah, but... not because I
you think the bank will take all that at one time.
I hope so.
I don't think they will.
They'll put a hold on it.
Yeah, of course. For $500 of it.
Yeah,
because that's what they seem to do always. So it was before, I guess it was the proto.
Oh, like a prototype.
Yeah, the proto triple R.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was about 5 co-hosts ago. Never really made it out there.
Okay.
We had a really good caller that night, though.
Oh.
Art, shout out. You know who you are. Good friend of the show. But so, and that was January of 22.
So the beginning of, the very beginning of January of the year.
Well, that'd be January.
Yeah, so the first month of the Horn 20s, 2022.
The second year.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I can't
the
do it.
Horn 20s.
Why did I even encourage that? What the fuck is wrong with me?
You told me by February it's done, but since you brought it up, but I'm glad.
Fuck, I just lost $400. I don't have to do myself right
you
now.
You want
to
lose 400 more?
Apparently, I'm ready.
I can look at the next one.
No, just fucking, come on.
Okay.
Do you rewind?
So October of 21. Okay. Which is the end of the first year of the Horn 20s.
Can we do months for 500, Alex?
Perhaps.
Maybe. Maybe that's somewhere in the stack.
The answer is?
She's dumb.
No, the answer is Mastodon. They released a record in October of 21.
Okay.
Which would be the, you know, one of the last months.
The 10th month.
Of 21.
It's the
so we talked about it in 22.
Okay.
It was a whole nother show ago.
Oh.
I mean, it had the same title, but it was not the same.
Okay.
You can't really find it in here. It's behind a paywall.
Okay.
And that'd be on patreon.com/therockrewindreview.
So good at that. You are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But so, I've been living with this record for over a year. And so this is the rewind part. So... we reviewed a new record that was new at the time, lived with it for a year. We're going to rewind it.
This is when we use.
You've never heard that on this show before because it hasn't been around long enough to know that.
So this is like you circling back.
Yeah, this is. I put a pin in it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, this is the circle back portion of that.
Okay, all right.
Pins
are being removed.
Right, so it's Mastodon, Hushed and Grim.
That's the album?
That's the album.
Okay.
So, I know that I put you onto this when you came onto the show a little over, almost a year ago.
I've been here since September.
So, yeah, that's close.
September, October, November, December, January.
That's like a lot of pizzas. measure time in pizzas. They're like a, you know, like a, what do you call that? Like a sundial, right? Depends on how many slices you get. So the bigger the slice, the longer the day.
Okay.
So that works.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Learning things.
Yeah. So, you know, you're into this record. Well, you were onto it. It was homework.
It was.
Right. So I guess you only had about 6 months to deal with it.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Because this day was coming.
Yes. And
we were going to rewind it.
Correct. And the album that we're talking about, I like. But when I went deeper into the Mastodon rabbit hole and listened to their earlier stuff, I was like, this can't be the same band. Can't be.
It is the same band.
Everything seems different. The way he sings sounds different. The things they sing about are different. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like the same band to me. But
yeah, I mean, if you run it back to, like, I don't know, Leviathan, Sea Beast, as it were.
Like,
I mean, all the metal work is there, right?
It's good, but it's different, and I like the new different better. Does that make sense?
I feel like they've grown, and I feel like I got into these guys, and I'll be honest with you, and I said it over a year ago, that you can't hear unless you pay for it. And I sounded horrible on COVID. I got on these guys. I got introduced to them by somebody in Iraq.
Oh.
And they'd already had two records out. And I'm like, wow, fuck, I have nothing but time.
Time to catch up.
Let me catch up. And then it was like, shit. Now they got three records out. And then I got really into it. And I was like, it's super heavy. And then, like, I got back from the desert and, you know, I went with a bunch of buddies and we saw them and of course it was great. And then I saw them a couple more times and I've seen them probably 7 or 8 times.
Hmm.
But their newest one, I feel like.
So what you were playing underneath is their older stuff,
correct? Correct. Okay. That was Sea Beast from Leviathan.
Okay.
But this is their newest one. This is Gigantium.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I'm not...
Sorry.
Well, it's a Mastodon song. It's like 10 minutes, right? So we're just going to run it up to like, I don't know, maybe the pre-chorus.
Mm. Showcase the best parts.
Yeah, I feel like they've grown a lot.
And to me, growth means change. So I feel like there's been a lot of changes in what I hear. Like I don't have the technical vocabulary to explain it. But I feel like what I hear is different.
I mean, yeah, it's not blood and thunder, but like it's as soon as you hear it, it instantly recognizes Mastodon. But sonically, I think it's grown, but it's the same and it's recognizable. But lyrically and
vocally,
I think it's more grown.
Can I tell you something that you're gonna absolutely shit on me? And I'm trying to prepare myself for it. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, so this new
send it.
So this new album, the one from 2021,
sure,
has some really Pink Floyd vibes for me.
I absolutely fucking hate Pink Floyd.
I know you do, and that's why I was fully prepared for the being of shit on.
Well, I'm gonna turn you down, and I'm gonna turn this up.
All right, and there it is.
just the lyrics are so great, and just the way that it's produced, and just the time, all of it's absolutely fantastic to me.
So it holds true.
It holds up.
Okay.
And that's the whole point of the rewind. This is the first rewind of the Rock Rewind review.
Correct.
So going forward, we only have every other record that we've reviewed and how it works over a year.
Right.
Or however, what time period we decide.
Correct.
And it's not going to fucking be Weezer, I can tell you that right now, Spaz. Right fucking now, it's not going to be Weezer anytime for the next 5 years. I'll get on here every 5 years. If I never do the show again after today, it will never be Weezer. Unless it's the Blue Album. And then we'll review that every week, if you want. How's this hold up still after a week? You still like the Sweater song? Undone?
I want to destroy it.
Yeah, just pull this thread. Mm-hmm. Watch me walk away. Anyways, Mastodon. To me, this hasn't left, you know, the proverbial CD player in my car, which is, you know, it's our phone now, right?
Yep.
Like Apple Music.
Apple CarPlay.
Sure. Yeah, it just pops up.
Yep.
My car's a little older, so I don't have to, I have to have it on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
It's still a banger, dude.
I like it so much better than their earlier stuff.
I gotta say I'm a fan of their entire catalog.
Okay.
But fair to enough. Give you a couple bangers, Gigantium, The Crux, I really like that one. And there was another one. I can't remember what it was.
Something about
what was it?
There's an
Gobblers and Dregs.
Yeah,
Gobblers of Dregs. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, so they're eating them. They're gobbling, right?
I can't pretend to know what the fuck that means.
All
these songs are just, the titles are so over the top that it's like, is this shit out of Narnia?
I don't know
what this is.
I think that's the automatic permission you get though when it's yours. Like, you don't have to justify. And it doesn't have to make sense.
It's your own shit out of your own head.
Yeah.
And it's your art. And it's fine. And if people don't get it, then they don't get it. And then you're not a fan. And then that's the whole point that we have a show, is because we are fans. And even though I may not understand the song titles and how they got to that, I don't give a shit. Because sonically, it speaks to me.
Thank you for proving my point.
Oh. I'm glad I had to bring you here for that.
I just opened that up and you just finished it. Case closed.
Case closed. Moving on. Got a couple pieces of news for you here tonight. No, just kidding. That's the overnight rewind.
That is.
That's on hiatus.
Oh.
That's getting reworked.
Okay.
So that is some news.
That is news.
But anyways, Mastodon.
Holds up. Good stuff.
Over the year? Or yep. Over the 6 months-ish?
Yeah.
You been around?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's kind of sort of been on repeat. Big time my rotation. I like it. I think it still holds up. I think it's a solid rewind.
It's definitely an album that I can listen to from beginning to end. I will say that. And that's hard for me to do, A, because I don't have the attention span. B, I don't really have the time because my commute's pretty short. And C, most people have at least one lapse of like, and you have to just push it and kick the can.
Well, one for me is I have a super long commute. 1A is, I agree, there's like no skips. It's 15 tracks. It's an hour and 26 minutes. So I can get through almost the entire record on my way to work.
Yeah, my commute's like 20 minutes. So I get through like, what, three?
I get through like 13 songs instead of the 15. On my way. And if you guys know Mastodon, some of their stuff's pretty long. So, but no, I give it 9 out of 10 over a rewind.
Okay. That's pretty good. I'm going to give 7.
7?
7.
You've had less time with it, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And like I said,
it maybe not be your wheelhouse either.
Well, I also got trapped with the earlier stuff and like, because I was doing more research based stuff.
Okay.
Like I wasn't just focused on that one album.
Yeah, that feels right.
So I think my lines are blurred a little bit.
Okay. I'll give you that.
You know, I like to be thorough.
No, I mean, no, that's, fine. That's what it's all about. Like, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, okay, so, like, I don't have to see every Star Wars movie, like, especially the newer ones. Oh. I could just watch them. They're standalone, at least to me.
Okay.
And I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. Anybody that knows me knows that. I can give you the perfect order to watch them in, or I won't. But, like, I can watch any of those movies, and they're the entertainment value for each one of them as a standalone piece of art is the same.
Okay.
And so, to me, this record is that.
Okay.
But
I get you.
You doing your due diligence, hey, have they gotten better or worse? Have they grown or have they, you know, regressed?
Right.
Is this shit or is this better than shit? Mastodon's not for everyone. I get it. I'm a huge fan, but that's just me. That's probably why this was the very first record that we ever picked on the show, way before you were a part of it. And so I'm just happy to say that the show has been around long enough to do a rewind.
A valid, yeah.
Like a legit one.
Yeah, yeah.
So shout out.
Good job.
Yeah, I like it. Over 1 year.
Yeah.
So I guess next week.
Oh, man. Well, we have our topic.
We'll be a year.
Yeah, we have our topic picked out.
For the last record.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be the first one.
Oh, man.
Do you remember what that was?
Nope.
What was your show?
Oh, man. Is that the guy that
sounds like a girl? I was writing checks. Season one.
Yeah, is that the guy that sounds like a girl?
You went to that show.
Yeah.
In September.
No, I can't remember. That was that monumental in memory. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't.
Mm.
You can't possibly think of it.
No.
Silver Sun pickups.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now
I tried to help you out.
No, you did. And I just looked at you.
Yeah, blanked.
Yeah, dead eyes.
You're like, silver, what? Did you eat too much silver, mercury? Are you stroking out now?
I was licking the wall at school.
Yeah, he's a window-licking motherfucker for sure.
I went to a school that was a really old building. So when you lick the paint, you know, it's definitely
lit. It just peels off.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, you just eat it.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Yeah. All right, well.
Now everybody knows why.
Makes a lot of sense.
See?
Hey.
Coming full circle.
Hey, the paint peeling lines are open.
All right.
If you want that number.
Do you have it?
Yeah, you can hit us up. Well, it's posted on.
Okay.
Where is it posted? Can you remember that?
I don't know. I might be sick. TheRockRewindReview.com.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an 800 number.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't have crazy people call my fucking phone.
Well, also, people need access that's free. That's important. Because when you need help, you need help.
Yeah, that's betterhealth.com.
Okay.
They don't sponsor us, but I'd love for them to. So if you're listening, BetterHealth, shout out.
All right, I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Okay.
All right, Mastodon. What's next for next week? What are we doing?
We're doing bands that should have done songs so they didn't suck ass.
We talked about that earlier.
Still working on the title.
Yeah, it's a working title. So, like, good songs that should have been sung by better bands.
Yeah.
How about that?
Shit that wouldn't suck if somebody better did it.
I like that better. Kind of like this podcast. This could be great if fucking other people did it.
If Mel would just get the fuck on, this would be so much better.
Yep. She like paid money to be here.
Oh, man.
So that's kind of like a thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to say goodnight.
Well, thanks for your announcement.
I'm already now thinking about the next episode. So,
I mean, are you gonna say it?
No, I'm not gonna try to say the title of the episode again.
No, I just meant are you gonna try to say goodnight?
No, I'm saying goodnight for real. I'm not trying. I'm doing it.
Okay.
Until next time.
I'm Jay.
Mel.
And we're fucking out.